Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your ed tech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
Hello and welcome to the Tech Flush. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're tuning in. I'm glad you're probably walking your dog, driving in the car, doing something with those headphones in, listening to your car speakers, doing whatever you're doing today. So I'm just excited you're here. I'm excited you're tuning in. And so listen, for episode 79, we're going to call this Before We Go Any Farther. So I've been doing a lot of thinking. I've been doing a lot of processes with the show and thinking about here recently where I've wanted to start the show at to where we are now. And I think we're doing some incredible things with the show. We've had some great guests, and I want to continue to grow the show, and I want to continue to advance it, right? I think that's the goal for anything that we do in education, anything that we do as people. And so I just want to, I've got some thoughts in my brain. I kind of want to share those with you, just so this will kind of set up what we're doing for episode, starting in episode 81. Now, 80, we've got a great guest on there. We've got Adam Spark coming out. That'll be our normal format, but we want to change some things. So I just want to share some ideas, share some thoughts that I've been kind of just been working through here lately. And so just to kind of set the stage, so if you're tuning into episode 79, you're a standard listener, when you hear 81, you're nothing's really going to be confusing for you. So I hope you appreciate these thoughts. So really, I've been thinking a lot lately and about how much, you know, we're really doing in the classrooms and how really little of it is actually sticking. Not because teachers aren't working hard, because we are. Not because students aren't doing anything, because they are. But somewhere in all of it, something just feels off. We've got more tools than ever, more strategies, more ideas being shared every day. Students are completing assignments, turning it in, moving from one task to the next. But if we're being honest, how much are they actually using what they've learned? We've gotten really good at getting work done, but not always good at sticking at it and making that learning stick. And I think part of the problem is somewhere along the way, we've started designing tasks instead of learning. And I'll be honest, I've done this too. I've built great lessons that looked great. Everything ran smoothly. Students stayed busy. They finished everything I gave them. And still they walked away without really being able to use any of it. So I've been rethinking a lot, not new tools, not the next strategy, but what students are actually doing with the learning. Because finishing something is not the same as understanding it. And engagement by itself doesn't mean it's meaningful. And here's what I keep coming back to. Students shouldn't just finish work. They should be able to use it. They should be able to explain it, apply it, connect it to something else, and actually show what they've understand. Because when learning is real, you can see it. So over the next few episodes, I want to try something different. Not more ideas, not more things to add to your plate, but building something you can actually use. Something that changes what students are doing with the learning. Because at the end of the day, if students are just finishing work, we're missing the point. And here's something to think about. Tomorrow, when your students finish something, how do you know they actually learned it? And more importantly, what are they actually doing with that learning? That's what we're going to start building next. This is the Tech Flush, real strategies that work. One idea, something you can use tomorrow. So go out there and try it. I'm really excited for this new format. I'm really excited to come to you to share these ideas for students to actually use what they're learning and apply it. So there's no guesswork. There's nothing that we have to continue to think, whether do they learn it, do they not? And so I'm really excited to bringing this to you. So for episode 79, there's my thoughts going forward. I'm really excited. We're going to be doing just a little bit different format. We're still going to have some awesome guests in here, but we're going to keep those short. I want you to be able to take one thing from the episode today. something you can use tomorrow, where you can walk into your classroom and you can try it to see those actionable steps. So be tuning in. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. I know you're excited. I'm excited as well. It's really going to be a great time. So make sure you're tuning in. Make sure you're ready for those. And for the Tech Flush, I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.